Cozy stove.
Cozy stove.
We're just waiting for a few more people to comment.
Okay.
Although at this late, it may not be a lot of people. I'm getting the impression nobody else is coming.
Well, are you going to use your blog? Finisan is your handout?
Yeah, that's what I was going to use.
Okay. Well, I know it's been a hard week for me with doing a lot of Pesach cleaning. I haven't been making a lot of the night classes because I just can't keep awake. So darn.
And I'm kind of feeling that right now also.
Mm-hmm. I really have to be finished by tomorrow because Sunday we go to Houston to get our Pesach supplies, and then by Monday I have to have my kitchen completed so that I can start cooking
Paula.
The grease. So, oh, good.
Okay. So we can start. Please join with me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa. Gedulat Shemim Satir Serurah. I want that in a Yutat Sabi. Tabel Enat am going to connect to the Tzaddikim who passed on this day, which is the 29th day of Adar. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Rabbeinu Asher, Rabbi Shlomo HaKohen Rabinowitz of Radonsk, Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Birnbaum, Rabbi Chaim Wilfried of Lodz, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Joseph Kamenetsky, and the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Our handout tonight is on the unique astrological times link that is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. And if you are using a mobile device, it's at the bottom of the page. Once you open up the unique astrological times, scroll down to where it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the first link under Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which says also Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that is the handout for tonight.
Out.
Are you talking to me?
Excuse me?
I thought I heard you were saying something. I wasn't sure if it was directed at me or not.
Where do we get the handout?
On the unique astrological times link. Scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's the first link under the title. Now, this is a very unusual situation for us. Normally, our Rosh Chodesh events we do on Rosh Chodesh. But Rosh Chodesh does not happen until tomorrow night. And thus, I need to prepare you to do the ritual yourself because tomorrow night starts Shabbat. So, in a general sense, the energy of Nisan is freedom. The storage for Nisan is Nes, meaning to run away. But it also means a miracle or miracles. So Nisan is plural. So it's Nesin, Nesen. So Nisan is the month of miracles, but they're not miracles in the sense of the big miracles of Passover, where God performed all kinds of miracles for the children of Israel. Huge miracles with plagues and the killing of the firstborn and the past taking control of the world by taking control of the lamb 4 days before the Exodus. And all of these different aspects of what is Passover. And we will be studying them between now and Pesach, which is 2 weeks away. But at the same time that Nisan has the energy of miracles, and significantly, it has the energy of miracles. It, for those miracles to manifest in your life requires two different aspects. One is certainty. And I stress this all through my classes. You need to have the energy of certainty to receive a miracle. If you're expecting to see the miracle and that will prove to you that there is God, it's not going to work. You have to know that there is God now, and then you can see the miracles in your life. Along with the energy of miracles, in the month of Nisan, is the energy of freedom. That isn't that what leaving Egypt is all about? Isn't that what the parting of the Yom Suf all about? The Yom Suf means the sea of end, the sea of limitation. When you split that sea, you're breaking the limitations. Well, those limitations you created. This is the essence of Nisan. And it's also controlled, created by the planet Mars. And we all know that the planet Mars is a planet of battles, of wars. Well, what war is going on around you today? The war between Hashem and Satan? That's not really a war. Satan was given a task to do by Hashem, and he's doing it. What is that task? To make you busy. To make you busy with him so that you don't do your spiritual work. These are the three important energies in Nisan: freedom, miracle, and war. This is why we don't eat chametz during Passover, because that is the only physical tool that will allow you not to fall into the wars. The war against the desire to receive for oneself alone, that war you can win this month. And you will win just by not eating chametz, by doing the searching for the chametz. But not everybody does that. Not everybody goes to a seder. And by the way, the word seder means order. Participating in a Seder puts your life in order. And as we go through this year of bowing to Hashem, you're going to need your life in order. So now that we understand what is the energies in the month of Nisan, what is the ritual? The ritual is really very simple because it's based on utilizing the permutation for Hashem for this month of Nisan. That permutation is the regular spelling, Yud, He, Vav, He. Why? Because this is the first month of the year. While in Egypt, Hashem gave the children of Israel their first mitzvah to announce the new moon, to plan for the new moon, to control the new moon. And that's what we will be doing in our ritual on Shabbat. What is that ritual? It's controlling the month of Nisan. We control Rosh Chodesh's every month. But during Nisan, from the first day to the 13th day, we have the ability to control the control of each astrological sign and each astrological month. Now, how do we do that? We utilize the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and we utilize the Anabakoah and the Zohar, and we utilize the astrological letters, those letters that created the planet Mars is the Dalet. And what created the astrological sign of Aries is the Hay. So we use Yud Hay, Bav Hay, and Dalet and Hay. Now, you've all experienced, when we do a Rosh Chodesh connection, we start with a verse from the Zohar, hopefully connecting to certainty, and then we go through the Anabakoah, and when we stop on the third verse, because it's the month of Nisan, we're able to utilize Yud Hey Vav Hey and Dalet and Hey. How do we do that? Please do not do this with me right now, because it's the wrong energy. It's not the right time. But as an example and as an explanation, we just chant Yo Hey Vav Hey. That is the control mechanism. Just by me saying to you, that is the control mechanism, you have the ability to control the month of Nisan. You have the ability to generate the miracles. You have the ability to not fall to Satan and eat a little bit of hametz. To just stay around with people that you love and who love you. And anytime you see a battle growing, and it will grow, and in the global world, the last week of Nisan is always the most horrific event. I always use the example of Lubbock, where the ATF went into a compound of true believers, whatever that means, and they got into a firefight with weapons, and people were blown up. People died. These kinds of conflicts accelerate during this month of Nisan. It's important that you stay in balance. And the way you stay in balance is our method of the Anabakoah and the two sets of 72 names that you say. And the Yud Hey Vav Hey as your ritual on Rosh Chodesh. Now, the other days of Nisan, starting Sunday, and except for the following Shabbat and this Shabbat, we will do the ritual of the control of the month each day at 7 a.m. West Coast time. But by doing that, we take control of each month of the year in sequence. So on Sunday, we're going to take control of the month of Iyar. And on Monday, the month of Sivan. And on Tuesday, the month of Tammuz. And so forth. This is the connection for control of the astrological energies. They're going to push you to conflict. And it's up to you to use binding by striking to reveal the connection that you don't fall to Satan during Nisan, that you let the miracles manifest in your life, that you call upon Hashem's name so that he will bring those miracles for you. This is the ritual. We do it every month as a community, but because of Shabbat, due to Shabbat, we're not able to do it this year. But that does not mean you cannot do it individually. I will have this tape, this recording, up on our web page at yashem.com/recordings.htm. We'll have it on that page, and you can utilize it. Does anybody have any questions? It's a short class, but a very intense class. But the energy of Rosh Chodesh isn't here yet. It comes in tomorrow evening. Do the ritual as I've outlined, and you will find it to be very significant in your life this coming month. Does anyone have any questions?
Not Anna Bakoa, but the other ritual. It was in prayer, a song type prayer.
We say the Anna Bakoa.
Mm-hmm.
Then we say the 72 names of God with their root vowel. And then we do this for every class, so you should be used to it. And then we do the 72 names from the Tzaddikim with their root vowel. And then whenever we get to the third verse of the Anna Bakoa, we elevate our happiness. We sing Yohei Wahei. We chant it like Indians. We dance around. We elevate our happiness. That is what we do to control each month. That is what we will do on Shabbat morning to control the month. Are there any other questions? Normally on our Rosh Chodesh events, I would have gone through the hall of the Nisan handout. But in addition to that, we would have danced around together. Please do it this tomorrow night. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful Rosh Chodesh, a beautiful Shabbat, a beautiful Shabbat HaKodesh.
Thank you.
This is the day. This is the day you take control. You take control of the Lamb, the Aries, the sign of Aries. Shalom to all. Kodesh Torah.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you very much.